I'm so excited to have Lee DeWise on the phone with me right now. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from right now?
I'm calling from Los Angeles. I just got back from a couple of dates out in Denver, Colorado, and I'm back now, so it's good to be talking to you.
Awesome. Well, yeah, you have quite a few shows coming up, which is great timing because your single, The Breakdown, just came out.
Yes, we released it a few days ago, and the response has been great. And it's exciting for me because, I've been working so hard this past year or so on new music that to finally put a new single out and give people kind of a glimpse into what to expect from the record and what I've been working on is obviously very exciting for me. And it's been fun to perform live as well. So I'm just looking forward to more of that.
What I really like about the song is that, you can tell the lyrics are very personal and emotional, but then at the same time, it has this sort of great beat. Like, I feel like it's the perfect hybrid like that.
Yeah, sometimes songs that are, to use your words, emotional or, super lyrically driven, a song can have an energy to it and still also be this kind of somber, dark message or, emotional message, So it was nice marrying the two, of course, and in the studio it was just fun to build that track up. I mean, it all started with, a lyric, and a guitar line, and I kind of wrote it all at once, which was really interesting. I kind of sat down, started singing lyrics, and kind of started to flow. Just what the song was about started to come, really full circle, and it was nice. It was a good feeling.
And so, pretty recently, you signed a song publishing deal.
But to be quite frank, coming off of American Idol, it's not a show that people think about and then say, well, American Idol, that equates to songwriting. But I'm a songwriter, and I was before I went on the show, and I continued to be after the show. So for me, it was a chance to really let people see that side of me, and then really open up a door to that. And since then, we've had a lot of success over the past, 4 or 5 years, licensing things and television and different things, and so for me, it was really one of those situations where songs, their focus is songwriting, and obviously, they have very talented acts over there, from Lorde to The Weeknd. I mean, but it's a small community, but it's a community that I respect, and everyone over there, Carrie Ann Marshall, Amanda, Rachel, all the people I've worked with over there. They were very, very, influential in bringing me over there, obviously, and also, I got a chance to meet with them, and it was the right fit, and I think they understand who I am as a songwriter, and it goes beyond just writing for myself. I love writing for projects and different things, and with other artists, for other artists, as well
Yeah,
as
that's what I was
myself.
sort of
So.
more curious about is has that been a change to adjust to, maybe sort of the expectation of, having this publishing deal and, like you said, having the opportunity to work on so many different other projects other than songs for yourself?
Well, I mean, but before I signed with Songs, I've done many, many co-writes, and a lot of the licensing and sync stuff happens pre-song. So for me, I think it's more of it felt like those are the things I was doing, and that was the right fit. And I think that I at this point in my career, I have a pretty good grasp on what it is that I want to do and what it is I'm capable of doing, and I think that they see that and recognize that, and it just was like the right fit. So there's not necessarily an added pressure. It's actually more of a freedom, I would say, than anything.
That's
Now that I'm,
great.
yeah, at a place like that, it's there's a lot more opportunity for me to really expand my what it is that I'm doing across the board. So I'm more or less just excited. We signed with them only not that long ago, and we're already off to a great start. So I'm really excited to work with them, and I'm really excited to get the new music out there. As a songwriter and an acoustic singer songwriter, it's always important, I feel, to you don't want to get bored with what you're doing and get bored with yourself. So for me, I'm not looking to write this kind of record or make these kind of songs. It's really just a matter of going in and doing whatever I feel like in the moment. And right now, and the music I put out and the music I'll be putting out, it's just a representation of where I am in my career musically. And who knows what the next record will be or, whatever. But I don't ever like to put, boundaries on what it is that I'm doing in the studio. I feel like when you do that, you put up these walls of and limitations to what you can do and say, well, I'm Lee DeWise. I write songs like this, so I can't do that. And I don't believe in that. And I think that it's important to really stretch your legs musically and creatively. And I think that's when you come up with some of your best stuff. And that's just really where I've been at. And, it'll be fun to let everyone to hear what I've been up to.
Yeah. And I know that your album title and release date haven't been officially announced yet, but do you have sort of all the songs for it picked out, or are you still writing and still narrowing down?
It's funny you say that, because every time I think that I have all the songs ready to go, picked out, I get back in the studio and I write something else or I work on something else, and I'm like, oh man, maybe this should go on the record. And
I hear that a lot from artists. It sounds like a good problem to have, but also frustrating.
It definitely is a good problem to have. It's also annoying at times, because it's very easy to fall in love with something after you've been working on it a long time. It becomes, you become very passionate about it. But at the same time, it's also time that makes you maybe come back around and be like, you know what? This song has all this, this, that, and the other thing. What I really love about this song is the piano and the guitar. That's the song. So let's just strip it down to piano and guitar. So it's sometimes good to sit on things, because you'll come to your best realizations that way. I think there's a very, very good idea right now as to what the album's going to be like and what songs are going to be on it. And I think it would take a lot for the ones that I'm sure about to change, because, when the breakdown was, finished and I heard it, it wasn't necessarily oh man, this song's better than all the rest. None of the songs were written in the sense of, all right, I'm gonna write my single now. It wasn't like that. It was like, I'm just gonna write all these songs that I like, that I love. And to me, there's not really one right now that I'm considering a filler. They're all kind of just their own little worlds, and whatever happens to each of them, great. But when the breakdown was finished, I thought it was a really good combination of what people are maybe used to hearing from me and what I've been doing in the studio lately. So it was a good one to lead out with, and I think it's a good combination of what you might want to call a different sound for me right now. But at the same time, it's not. The song starts with an acoustic guitar, and it's lyrically driven, so it's still me. There's just different elements, I think that's what makes this album particularly special for me.
And from your fans' perspective, I'm sure if you ask them, they would say, don't leave anything out. We want an album with like 30-plus songs on it. Just put them all on there.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays I don't even know what, there's so many different platforms and different ways that people are releasing music. It's hard to say that, how long is your record? 100 songs, 4 songs. It doesn't really, I think that it's now more than ever. It's just a time to be creative with how you release music, when you release music. And I don't know if it matters so much, what song is number 4 on your album? People are hearing a song, and if they like it, they like it. And I think that's what's different about music in the last few years, is that people are discovering music in the craziest places, which is why I think, it's again, working with songs or writing and getting my songs put in, when I get a call that my song's going to be in a show or something, it's a whole other audience that's discovering music. And I think that that's, really the era we live in. And I think that it caters to my songwriting very well, because I think I write in a way that lends itself to these, to visual media as well, because I think I write very visually. When I sing about something, when it's a story, you can see the story and what I'm saying. And I think that that's why it works so well. So for me, whether it be releasing a song on Spotify or, releasing it in a movie or a show or whatever it is, I think people just love to discover music. And I think that, That's what's fun about it.
And obviously, when you were on Idol and when you were first entering the industry, streaming was not nearly as big as it is now. Do you feel like you were able to sort of adapt to that pretty well, or what have been maybe some of the challenges you didn't anticipate since leaving the show?
Well, when I got off of the show, it was in the it was definitely at the time where people were switching from buying albums to downloading things on iTunes, or I'm sorry, to streaming, from going from iTunes to like streaming sites and things. So, I mean, it's funny now if someone said to you like, what's a good number of records? Like, what's a good representation? What's a good number to sell? I don't know if anyone knows the answer, right? Like, it's how many listeners do you have on Spotify? How many streams does this particular song have?
Right,
So
and now they're kind of even they're starting to count streams towards what used to be just, album sales. They're having to figure out how to factor streams into that too.
exactly. So I think that for me, adapting to it, it doesn't change anything about what I'm writing or how I'm writing it. So for me, it's always about putting out what I feel is my best music at any given point, and that's not going to change. But if anything else, the times are changing, and I don't think it matters if someone really someone could put out a song tomorrow and sell one copy or sell 1 million copies. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like the song gets out there and people like they're going to hear it because there's so many ways to discover music now. And so I'm adapting to it wasn't as hard. I think the part that's changed most since 2010 till now, as far as my career goes, is just social media. Like when I was on the show, and this is only a few years ago, Twitter was just becoming a thing.
Right.
Instagram was just becoming a thing, and now it's the main platform for most artists to talk to their fan base and things like that. So but even all that stuff, it's like we live in 2017. Things are fast and things change, and that's okay. And I think that that's what keeps the music industry interesting. And I think until the next thing, this is what I'm doing.
Do you feel that you have to? I feel like a lot of artists I hear struggle between balancing the line of constantly interacting with their fans on social media because they know that that's what fans want and they can build great relationships, but then also not, overexposing themselves or spending too much time focused only on being online. What's that been like for you?
I find a pretty good balance. I have a good rapport with my fans, I believe, and I'm not necessarily a person that's going to tell you, take a photo of my breakfast and post it, and
Yeah.
that's not so much me.
I'm sure they would
Sometimes,
still want to see that though.
but it's not necessarily like I don't want to share that. It's just for me. I like I said, it's just like anyone's life. You live it how you want to live it, and I always, have my fans in mind when I'm doing things, and I think that it my shows, I'm very personable, and I make myself pretty available, whether it be at a show or on social media. So I don't really struggle with that too much. I mean, again, it is 2017, and if you want to say, I hate using the word competitive, but unfortunately, that's the truth. You want to stay connected. But at the end of the day, what makes all that social media and all that stuff special is the fans. It is really, they're the ones that are driving the whole thing. So I don't really mind being available to them and all that kind of stuff, because I think it's really important, and I think it's really something we shouldn't take for granted. I mean, so many artists before us, weren't able to do it that way. And some may argue that that was a better way of doing it, and some would say that this is the better way. But for me, it's like fans are fans, man, and they're the reason we do what we do. And I think that if we can stay connected with them, then that's what's important.
Well, speaking of your fans, you're going to be heading back out on the road very soon. Is there anywhere that you have never been able to play that you're still hoping to get to?
In the world or in the United States?
I mean, either one. What's your dream location that you have not yet played at?
I mean, I would love to go over to Ireland and perform there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I think my music would work there as well. I just, I'm Irish, first of all, so I'm predominantly Irish, so that is, you know, my a lot of my family's been there and things. But you know, my wife and I have always talked about going there, so I think we're gonna make a trip out there at some point. But you know, definitely performing there. And as far as what venue, I mean, it could be the local pub for all I care. I just, you know, I like the culture, I like the history of the music they have there, and you know, I would love to go there. But as far as this tour, I am playing somewhere that's actually pretty exciting, which I'm stoked about. You know, when I was in Mansfield, Ohio, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but if you're not, I'll tell you. There's a prison there, and it's where they shot Shawshank Redemption. And
yeah, I saw that on your upcoming tour dates.
Yeah. So basically, we're performing inside. It's actually me. I'm solo acoustic, performing all the new songs in a 140-year-old chapel inside of the Ohio State Reformatory, which is where they shot Shawshank Redemption. So we stopped in there on our trip just on a whim, and I brought my guitar and they let me play an acoustic song in there just for the hell of it. And it was just so amazing, the whole vibe and feeling that we decided we had to do a show there. So we worked with them, and they were awesome. And on August 27th, we're going to be out there. And people that come to the show will get a piece of the recording from the show, amongst other things. If you go to the ticket link, you can see, you know, there's a lot of cool things we're offering. So that should be really fun, and that's what I'm really excited about.
That is so cool and so unique. I'm sure that a lot of people are really looking forward to that.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it probably more than anybody. It was pretty amazing singing in there, to be totally honest. It was the reverb and the sound in there was unlike anything. I mean, people try to capture that sound when they're in the studio. You know, it's really something special, and it was beautiful inside of there. I mean, it was like out of a movie, really. I mean, without being funny, I know it was in a movie, but I can see why they used that place. It was magical inside of there. So I'm really excited for that show.
That's awesome. And just quickly, do you want to remind everyone where they can find you on social media and keep up with everything?
Yeah, you can go to @LeeDeWise on Twitter. And I am always on there. You know, I'm always on there posting about shows, random things. But my Twitter is @LeeDeWise. My Instagram is LeeDeWise Official. And if you want to find my Facebook, you can just type in LeeDeWise Facebook, and it's the first one that pops up, I believe. And it's the one with the follow. Yeah, you'll kind of know which one it is. But and then always you can go to LeeDeWiseOfficial.com, and that's got all of my socials on there and all my tour dates coming up. So people can feel free to check it out. And I hope everyone enjoys the single, and I'll see you guys out on the road.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. It's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great talking with you, and hopefully we talk again sometime.